From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
Cal State University Long Beach is launching its Master of Science in Geographic Information Science this fall. What's new in this program that would appeal to prospective students? What tweaks could be made to make it even more appealing? We'll share our findings after a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine, already the global leader in geospatial technology news, has launched Directions Magazine India, featuring a weekly newsletter and topical webinars specifically about the growth of GIS in India. Point your browser to directionsmag.in today. And Directions will bring its Location Intelligence Conference to Brazil. On June 19, 2013, LI Brazil will be co-located with the Mundo Geo Connect Conference in Sao Paulo. More information can be found at locationintelligence.net. Thanks, and be sure to tell a friend about Directions.
Cal State Long Beach will welcome its first cohort of 25 or fewer students this fall to its newly minted MS in GIS. The tuition is $19,500 plus living expenses in Long Beach because it is a residence program. And let me just read you the blurb so you'll know what they're aiming to do. The Master of Science in Geographic Information Science, MSGI-SCI, degree program is a one-year, 30-unit program. It is designed as a professional science master's program to provide students with advanced training while developing workplace skills that are highly valued by employers. The MSGI-SCI provides students with core geospatial, analytical, and technical competencies and exposes students to the business and interpersonal skills that will make its graduates competitive in the workplace. So what we've done is take a deep look into the details of the program as provided on the university website, and we've picked out some things that we think are unique or interesting or should be worthy of attention by prospective students, and we found a couple of other places where we think the university could maybe even enhance the program that hasn't even gotten off the ground yet. So, Joe, as you were looking at this new master's program, what did you find that struck you as unique, interesting, valuable?
Well, I like the one-year program part of it. I think designed for working professionals is a very good way to approach an advanced degree. I like the fact that they offer this as a Wednesday night class with alternating Saturday classes. I think that fits particularly well into a professional schedule. This is actually very similar to the way I obtained my MBA degree. It was a program for professionals as well, and I believe it was for us a Thursday night and a Saturday morning session, very intensive session. I really like the way that they've offered this. I think more master's programs ought to think about structuring degree programs like this. I also like the cohort environment, the limitation of 25 students. I think it really does offer some improved student interaction, almost, again, very much like a business school where they try to get you in groups to learn mutually off of each other's skills. And then, well, the other thing, the last thing I found unique, my third thing, would be the options to have both online and in-classroom learning sessions. I think that that's a fairly unique way to do it. I'm be curious to see how that works out. So those would be my three.
Okay, well, let's start with the last one first. And you're talking about there's in-class, everybody goes to class together, these 25 or fewer students. And then there are, I believe, three classes that are online. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe they're optional. I believe that's the only way you can take them. Mm-hmm. And those classes are the ones in grants and contract acquisition, professional ethics, and project management. Do you think those are good classes to be online versus face-to-face?
Well, not the one in ethics. I think that one in particular, I would have much preferred to have a face-to-face session. Some of the things on contracts, certainly that could be learned online, but the one on ethics, I think you want to challenge your colleagues. I'm not sure I would have picked those three, but Of the three, that one should have been a face-to-face in-classroom course.
Well, and I'm wondering, there's no details, and again, this program, I mean, it's January, and this program isn't going to start until the fall, so I'm sure there are things that are still being tied down, exactly how they're going to be done, and my suspicion is that that professional ethics course may be taught by somebody who is not in residence. I mean, there just aren't that many people who do professional ethics related to geospatial technology yet.
Right.
So they may be using somebody who's off-site. So that may be why that one is online. The other question I had for you is, okay, 1 year, you're working full-time, and you're doing all of your coursework in 52 weeks. I mean, that sounds like a pretty tough schedule.
It's a lot to take on. There's no doubt about it. I think that's one thing they may have to restructure. And if you look at some of the other professional science management programs around the country, they're more like 2-year programs, not 1 year intensified like this.
Right. Well, the other thing that's interesting to me is that this is related to this program is modeled after the National Professional Science Masters Movement, which I had never heard of, honestly, until I read about this, which, per the Cal State folks, aims to provide students with advanced training while simultaneously developing workplace skills highly valued by employers. So it's this training with an eye toward a specific degree to serve an employer. It's about the workplace.
I want to go into that a little bit further, because as I looked around the country at some of these PSM, the Professional Science Masters programs.
Now, had you heard of that before?
Never. Okay. Never. And it was a real surprise to me to find that there are so many academic institutions that are aligned with this program. I think it is a very interesting idea, because I think the introduction of the business side to the science curriculum is one that's been lacking for a long time. So, yeah, I want to pick up on the side of the Professional Science Master's program, where they're trying to integrate more business courses into what is essentially a science curriculum. And I really like that idea. I think it's a very worthwhile thing to do with people in science. The issue I might have is of the course selection that they have. Now, in the Long Beach program, we've already discussed about the ethics program, and then there's the one on contracts. These would not be the courses that I would like to see. Since this is supposed to be an interdisciplinary program, to introduce that person who is in a science track with business, I truly might suggest a true business course, almost like something like a intro to accounting, something that gives the student a little bit more of a hands-on feel of what a business goes through on a day-to-day basis.
Introduction to accounting?
Yes, I really would. I think that I just feel like the person who is going to go into a business who wants to understand more about that might be better served by a true business course.
Well, I'm with you with true business course, but I guess I was expecting you to say, like, business 101. You make a product and you sell it for more than it costs. You know.
That's a marketing type of course, and that's not a bad option either. I don't know whether I'd put in an ethics course over a true business course. I think business 101 that would introduce accounting and marketing might be a better thing to do. But if you want a true sense of business, I think a basic accounting is not a bad thing to consider. I realize it's a bit of an off-the-wall suggestion, but
I think the ethics course is there because it was suggested by the advisory board. And one of the things that I really like about this program is it does have an advisory board, which consists of representatives from Southern California and the broader GIS community. So they're sort of going local, and they're going national, international, perhaps. And I suspect it was those folks who said, hey, you know, ethics.
I think the features and benefits of this program are fairly ill-defined. When I looked over the course description, I thought it was way too vague.
Well, and it's not even called course description, is it?
Yeah.
It's called topics covered, which made me wonder, are these courses or are these things that are going to be in courses? That really concerned me, and I hope that there will be a course listing very soon that says course listing on it.
Yeah, I did not know what I would be getting from this program if I was to look at this. I didn't know what the resulting job opportunities might well be. I didn't think that they were well articulated. In other words, if I go through this program, what am I qualified to do? I just didn't think that they explained it very much. And then you had mentioned something about the program was going to offer things like helping you be more competitive in the workplace. I don't know what that workplace is. Is it an environmental engineering firm? Is it a public utility? Is it a state government, local? I didn't get that anywhere in this course description in terms of what my benefits would be coming out of it.
That's a really good point, and I guess I want to push back on this advisory board, and I want to point out I could not find out who was on this advisory board. I'm sure they have a nice group of people, but I'd like to know who they are, where they're from, what organizations they work for, to get a sense of who helped guide this.
Who helped design the course.
And I suspect those same people could also help articulate what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that really doesn't need to be a very long sentence at all, but it really does need to be defined.
Yeah, and I see. And I went to look at two other programs under this, professional science master's program, one at Rutgers and one at North Carolina State, to see how their programs paralleled the one at Long Beach.
And are those both in GIS?
Yes, in Geospatial Information Sciences and Technology, and under this heading of professional master's program. And their course descriptions were there, and they listed what was in each course, and they were an affiliate university. If you go to the professional science master's homepage, they list all of the institutions that are affiliated with the PSM. Under that, there's actually a little map in there, believe it or not, and identify the universities within each state that offer a PSM. So I thought that website was very good for listing the programs. And some of them are nanotechnology and biotechnology and a range of fields of study.
Right. And to be fair, the CSU program is modeled after it. They are not yet members of this.
Yes, I noticed that. Yes, I noticed that they weren't listed in the BSM listing of schools.
And I wouldn't hold that against them, because when you're starting up a new degree program, you start up a new degree program and some of that stuff sort of falls in line as you move forward.
Right, right.
So I don't think that's a big issue. I guess the final point that I would make, or the final suggestion I would make to the folks at CSU, is they've got this wonderful series of monthly information systems where they have a representative of the program speak, and you can come to one of the campus buildings and ask your questions, and the committing to do that every month is awesome. If you're going to do hybrid courses online and you're trying to draw people from beyond the Long Beach area/California, I think it would be awesome if you put those online.
Right.
But that shouldn't be hard. And again, I bet it's one of those things that, okay, we're announcing the program, it's January, and that's sort of on the road. But I think people would want to get some of that deeper information before they make the visit out there to find out where they're going to be living for a year.
Certainly, these types of programs, again, they must have started for a while. I think they offer a unique way to structure postgraduate type of education.
Well, that's our quick look at the new CSU program in Geographic Information Science, and that's all the time we have.
And from us here at Directions Magazine, we'll like to remind you that the call for presentations for Location Intelligence 2013 will end on February 1st, so please send us your proposals for presentation. You can go to locationintelligence.net for more information.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.